Okay. Shall we start?
Yes, we can start.
Okay. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, and good morning.
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。
I want to apologize for this late start.
想跟大家道个歉，今天开始晚了。
Doesn't seem to be enough hours in the day to do everything that we need to do.
好像一天要把我们需要做的事情做完，一天二十四小时都不够。
So we're going to continue with our series of lectures on preaching is the essence.
今天我们继续来进行我们的系列课程讲座，传播是精髓。
Okay, so Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Bhashchityade Shatarane Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa SindhubhyevaChaTitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So we want to share one excerpt from the Madhulila, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhulila, fourth chapter, and this is from verse 79. So you can go ahead and read that, please.
我们想先来读一段《永恒的主柴特涅经》第中篇逍遥第四章的七十九十节。Krishna 这句运动在非常短的时间内，五年之内，就传遍了全世界，这让世俗的人们感到极为震惊。但是凭借着主释迦牟尼佛哈帕布的仁慈，我们明白一切，因为 Krishna 的仁慈，一切皆有可能。为什么 Krishna 需要五年呢？其实他只需要五天就能够将他的声名传遍全世界，如野火般蔓延。那些对 Krishna 怀有信心和奉爱的人能够明白，一切都因为 Krishna 是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈而美妙地发生着，而我们仅仅是工具。如果 Krishna 这局运动当中的传播者始终都能够做 Krishna 的奉献者，Krishna 就时刻与他们存在，时刻与他们同在，因为 Krishna 对他的奉献者非常仁慈而有力。就像 Arjuna 和 Krishna 在 Kurukshetra 战争中大获全胜， Krishna 这局运动也必将获胜，前提是我们始终都依照先辈们六个 Swami 和主的其他奉献者的建议，始终做主的忠实的真诚的奉献者，服务主。在我们的社团内，我们应该通过传播Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的教导，把他的声名传向全世界，以此来服务先辈的灵性导师。如果我们认真的做此努力，那么就一定能够获得成功。从世俗的意义上，不可能评估这将如何发生，但是毫无疑问，凭着 Krishna 的仁慈，这一切必将发生。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada he's reflecting and he's also, quite amazed at what has happened within a short span of time.
在这里，Srila Prabhupada 在回顾，在思考着发生的这一切，同时他为这短短的时间内所发生的一切也感到很震惊。
I mean, this would have been, of course, in the 70s, and, you know, this was quite early on, in our movement, considering that Prabhupada only registered the society in 1966.
说这段话的时候，当时是在20世纪70年代初的时候，还是我们运动 Krishna 世界运动发展的初期，因为Srila Prabhupada 创办注册国际 Krishna 知觉这个协会，也就是在1966年而已。
So in those early years, Krishna consciousness was spread quite quickly.
早些年 Krishna 知觉传播的非常迅速。
You know, the expansion was almost explosive.
基本上是以爆炸性的速度急速扩张的。
And of course we know, that this is largely due to Srila Prabhupada's, you know, mandate as given to him by his spiritual master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
我们知道之所以能够急速扩展大部分的原因主要是因为 Srila Prabhupada 下了这样的指令，而这个指令是他的灵性导师直接给到他的。
From their first meeting, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as Prabhupada told us, marked him as an educated young man, and he saw that he would be qualified to spread Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking people of the world.
初次见面，Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 就认准了 Srila Prabhupada。他注意到他是一个年轻的、受过教育的年轻，他是一个受过教育的年轻人。他有能力、有资格把 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的教导传播到说英语的国家去。
And this was an instruction that he took quite seriously.
他对这个训示非常的认真。
He often referred to this as his mission.
他常常说这是他的使命。
So anytime we refer to something as our mission, it means it's something that is an absolute necessity, it must be done, it's urgent, it must be accomplished as soon as possible.
那每当我们说到什么什么是使命的时候，就意味着它是绝对必要的，是必须要做的，而且是刻不容缓的。
And it takes nothing less than full commitment to accomplish a mission.
而且不得不让我们全力以赴的去付出。
So we also know that.With the instruction of the spiritual master comes the empowerment to fulfill that instruction.
当然我们也知道灵性导师给我们训示的同时也赋予了我们执行这个训示的力量。
We know that there were two things that set Prabhupada apart from all of his other god brothers.
我们知道Srila Prabhupada 不同于他的其他神兄弟的地方主要有两点。
One, he had absolute faith in the holy name.
首先，他对圣名有着绝对的信心。
And two, he had absolute faith in the order of his spiritual master.
其次，他对他的灵性导师的训令充满绝对的信心。
So armed with those two, he was destined.To accomplish extraordinary things.
有着这两个绝对的信心，那他取得 超凡的成就也是必然的。
We know that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he envisioned this worldwide movement of persons practicing Vaishnavism everywhere.
我们知道 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就曾经预言畅想过这样一幕，有朝一日全世界的人们都将会去修习 Vaishnava 主义。
He often preached to the intelligentsia of the time.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 曾经在他给他同时代的那些知识分子们传过教。
And of course, he wrote that little book, Lord Chaitanya, His Life and Precepts. And he sent it to several universities around the world.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 亲自撰写了主持泰尼亚的生平和教导，并把它派发到全世界各大大学和图书馆。
One of them was McGill University.
其中一个就是 McGill 大学。
And, of course, what was significant in that is that when that book was sent, this was the year of Srila Prabhupada's birth, 1896.
这件事情有特别的意义，就在这一年，当 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 把这本书送到这所大学的时候，那是在1896年，也正是 Srila Prabhupada 出生的那一年。
So this was indicative of what was going to transpire.
这本身就意味着接下来要发生的转变。
Of course, There were prophecies that such a person would come to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
当然经典上也有预言会有这样的伟大人物降临于世传播 Krishna 之觉。
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself predicted such a thing.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 本人也做过这样的预言。
But various Shastras also predict that such a personality would come and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
各种经典当中也有预言说会有这样的伟大人物降临于世，将 Krishna 之觉传遍全世界。
So it's clear from these prophecies, it's clear from the accomplishments that Prabhupada enjoyed in such a short span of time that he was that person.
从经典当中的对照经典当中的预言和Srila Prabhupada在短短的时间内取得的成就，就可以得出结论，他肯定是经典当中预言的伟大人物。
And of course, our Chaitanya Charitamrita tells us that unless one is empowered by Krishna, Krishna Shakti, unless one is given power directly by Krishna, one cannot.Spread Krishna consciousness on this scale.
永恒的主查坦亚经参加 Charitamrita 当中也说了，除非一个人得到 Krishna 的 Krishna Shakti, 直接被 Krishna 赋予的力量，否则的话，他不可能以如此大的规模传播 Krishna 之觉。
So it's clear that Prabhupada was that person. Prabhupada was empowered by both Guru and Krishna to accomplish.Extraordinary things.
所以毫无疑问，Srila Prabhupada 就是经典当中所预言的伟大人物，而且他是被 Guru 和 Krishna 同时赋予的力量来取得非凡的成就。
So someone who is not a devotee cannot really understand this.
不是非奉献者的人绝对无法明白这一点。
But Prabhupada, he tells us here that by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we understand that anything is possible.
在这个世界当中 Srila Prabhupada 就说到凭着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈一切皆有可能。
Prabhupada even says, Why does Krishna have to take 5 years? He could do it in 5 days.
Srila Prabhupada 甚至说到说 Krishna 何必需要五年呢？他用五天就可以。
So when one is empowered by the Lord and the Lord's devotees, one can accomplish extraordinary things.
所以由此可见，如果一个人被主和主的奉献者赋予了力量，他就能够取得非凡的成绩。
So Prabhupada was clearly empowered.
显而易见 ，Prabhupada 是被赋予了力量的人。
At the same time, we see that he never considers himself to be something very special.
与此同时，我们也看到舍帕帕从未觉得自己是很特别的人。
You know, any time that you know he is praised for his accomplishments, he will always give credit to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur or the previous acharyas.
每当别人赞美他取得的成就，他都会把这个功劳归于他的灵性导师 Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur 以及先辈的灵性导师。
He doesn't take credit himself.
他从来不会居功。
And therefore he's the Acharya. He sets the perfect example for us.
所以他是名副其实的 Acharya, 以身作则的灵性导师，在为我们做出榜样。
That no matter who we are, and no matter what good qualities we may possess, no matter what abilities we may have and accomplishments, you know, that we have achieved, we shouldn't become proud of that.
他为我们做出了榜样，让我们明白，无论我们是谁，处在什么样的身份，无论我们拥有多少好品质，多么强的能力，取得多么卓越的成就，我们都要都不要变得骄傲起来。
Rather, we should always retain the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant.
而是始终要保持仆人的仆人的仆人的心态。
And in that respect, Prabhupada is such a wonderful role model.
在这方面，是 Srila Prabhupada 是最出色的楷模。
Because he never took credit for all these extraordinary accomplishments.
因为虽然他取得了非凡的成就，但是他从未居功，从未把功劳归于自己。
So therefore, he said, he taught us that the example is more important than the precept.
所以 Prabhupada 教导我们说，身体力行，以身作则，比言语的传教更有力量。
What is convincing is a devotee's behavior.
最让人信服的。所以有说服力的是奉献者的行为。
You know, it is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that some persons speak nicely, but they don't act nicely.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 当中有说到，有的人他们讲得很好，但做得不好。
Whereas some persons can act nicely, but they can't speak nicely.
有的人做得很好，但说不好。
But a real Vaishnava is one who can both speak nicely and act nicely in accordance with what one is speaking.
但是一位真正的 Vaishnava 奉献者，他既能够去说，也能够按自己说的去做。
And that's a wonderful example that Srila Prabhupada set.
那 Srila Prabhupada 也是这样以身作则的给我们示范他所说的这个教导。
So we're so fortunate that we have such a founder Acharya. I mean, can we even imagine what it would be like if we didn't have such a role model?
很幸运我们能有这样一位能够以身作则的 创办灵性导师，我们能够想象如果没有这样的榜样在会怎样吗？
In other words, what if we just had the books? Let's say that somehow or another someone translated the books and we had the books, but if we had no person that embodied those books, someone that we could actually see was the embodiment of the Bhagavat.
或者换句话说，我们想象一下，如果我们得到的只是书籍，只是看到的只是书，没有看到一个身体力行的在践行书籍教导的人，那会怎样呢？
Because there's the book Bhagavat and there's the person Bhagavat.
因为 Bhagavat 有两种，一种是书籍圣殿波迦谈，一种是人物圣殿波迦谈。
And what makes one a Bhagavat, what makes a person a Bhagavat, is that he or she lives their lives in accordance with the teachings of the Bhagavat.
人物波迦瓦坦就是按照书籍波迦瓦坦的教导去生活的人。
So, you know, the fact that we have such a personality is such a great...benediction.
能够有这样一生作则的伟大的灵性导师践行经典的伟大灵性导师，那是我们得到的极大的祝福。
And therefore, you know, Prabhupada said that, you know, this is all by the mercy of the Lord.
就如 Prabhupada 说的，这一切都是因为主的仁慈。
And he said, we are simply the instruments.
他说到，我们只是工具而已。
So we often hear this, you know, that we should aspire to become the instrument, or the instruments of our spiritual master and of Krishna.
这句话我们经常听，说我们要成为灵性导师和 Krishna 手中的工具。
You may remember from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that at one point, you know, Krishna tells Arjuna that he can be only an instrument in the fight.
大家应该还记得，在《波迦梵歌》第十一章某一处，就是呢告诉尔朱娜说：“你只是工具。”
The plan has already been made by me.
整个计划我已经做好了。
These soldiers are destined to die on the battlefield.
这场战争。这个战场上的所以这些战士也注定要死去的。Hare Krishna.
Yeah, seems to be a little bit of a time lag. And so you, Arjuna, can choose. If you wish, you can become an instrument and you can take the credit. You can get the glory.
而朱娜，你可以做出选择，你可以选择成为工具，来享受这个获胜的荣耀。
So how to become an instrument?
那如何成为工具呢？
We have to clearly understand what Krishna's plan is.
我们得清晰地了解 Krishna 的计划是什么。
We have to understand his plan, and we have to voluntarily agree to follow it.
我们得理解 Krishna 的计划，并且自愿的同意去追随他的计划。
That is our choice.
这是我们的选择。
We can choose to follow Krishna's plan.Or we can choose to follow our plan.
我们可以选择按 Krishna 的计划来，也可以选择按我们自己的计划来。
Krishna's plan is an open secret.
Krishna 的计划是一个公开的秘密。
It's revealed, to us through Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra.
Krishna 的计划通过Guru, 灵性导师、Sadhu, 圣人，还有 Shastra, 经典，已经向我们揭示出来了。
And it's very clear what Krishna's purpose of this world is.
Krishna, 创造这个世界的目的是很清楚的。
It's an opportunity.The conditioned souls are being given an opportunity to, purify themselves and get out of the cycle of birth and death once and for all.
这个物质世界的存在的目的很清晰，就是给受制约的灵魂一个获得净化的机会，获得一个机会永远的摆脱生死轮回。
So every morning, you know, we're singing, at least for those of us who are offering Guru Puja, we're singing, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitate Kori Aikya. That, Narottam says that we should make the teachings emanating from the lotus mouth of our spiritual master one with our heart and not desire anything else.
那每天早上我们做 Guru Puja 的奉献者都知道，我们唱的 Guru Puja 的时候唱的那个祷文书，就是说，我们应该把从灵性导师莲花口流露出来的话语，与我们让我们的内心与灵性导师莲花口流露出来的话语和教导相一致，从此除此之外、除此之外什么也不渴望。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, I'm
done. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what Arjuna did.
Arjuna 就是这么做的。
He heard and he chose to follow.
他聆听了 Krishna 的教导，并且选择追随 Krishna 的教导。
He heard from Krishna directly and he chose to follow.
他直接从 Krishna 那里聆听到他的计划，并且选择去追随。
Srila Prabhupada heard from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he chose to follow.
Srila Prabhupada 从 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 那里听到了他的计划和教导，他也选择了去追随。
He accepted the instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his life and soul, he said.
他接受了 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 给他的教导，并且把这个教导当作自己的生命和灵魂。
And that was his constant meditation.
那是他持续不断冥想的内容。
And you may remember that when Prabhupada was translating the Gita, early on, I mean, he was doing this in the late 50s, and he was reading the second chapter, and he came across verse 41. In which it says that those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Kuros, the intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched.
大家应该还记得在Srila Prabhupada 早期，也就是大概在50年代末翻译圣典翻译《博迦梵歌》的时候，他翻译到第二章41世节的时候，也就是那个世界说，在这条道路上的人信心坚定，目标专一，而智慧 亲家的人，他们他们智慧会分散。
And this word, these words, buddhi, which refers to one-pointed intelligence, is required for success.
这里说到专一的智性 Hare Krishna 这里说到专一的智性对于要想取得成功要有这种智力专一很重要
So Prabhupada saw this but what really struck him was the commentary on this verse by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur
这个诗集最触动他的地方在于把是的 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的评注
And in kind of like a summary here, Vishwanath says, of all kinds of intelligence, the best intelligence, of all kinds of intelligence, the bestis intelligence focused on bhakti yoga.
在这里说了 Prabhupada 的总结了 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 的话他说在所有的智性当中最好的智性就是对于 bhakti yoga 泛爱瑜伽的智性的信心。
In bhakti yoga, one's intelligence becomes single-pointed or fixed in determination.
在泛爱瑜伽当中，一个人的智性变得会变得专一，对目标专一稳定。
One thinks the instructions of my spiritual master to worship the personality of Godhead by chanting, remembering, serving his feet, and so on are my only sadhana, my only sadhya, my only livelihood.
他说我的灵性导师的训示也就是通过唱诵聆听和崇拜主的莲花足等等这样的程序来崇拜至尊人格守神这个训示是我的 sadhana 也是我的 sadhya 是我的规范修习也是我的规范修习的完美境界同时又是我唯一的维生手段
I am incapable of giving up these instructions either in the stage of practice or in the stage of perfection.
无论在休息阶段还是达到完美的阶段，我都不能放弃这个训示。
They alone are my object of desire and my only responsibility.
这是我唯一的愿望和唯一的责任。
Besides them, Besides them, I can desire no other responsibility, not even in my dreams.
除此之外，我再没有其他任何责任，即便在梦中也不会有。
It is all the same to me whether I feel happy or unhappy, or whether my material existence is eradicated or not.
无论我是快乐还是痛苦，无论我的物质存在，无论我依然在物质存在当中，还是已经不复存在。
So Prabhupada told us that this particular commentary, and the insights and the inspiration he derived from this was a huge impetus to him now, moving on arranging to go to the West.
Srila Prabhupada 后来说他从 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 对这个世界的评论当中得了极大的鼓舞这成为了他决定去到西方传播 Krishna 知觉的巨大的动力
So in this way Prabhupada he teaches us how to become a disciple
Srila Prabhupada 也在教导我们如何成为一个门徒。
How to surrender to the instructions of the spiritual master?
如何臣服于灵性导师的训令？
And in this way, becoming an instrument.
以此成为灵性导师的工具。
And as one does that, then amazing things begin to happen.
这样做的话，就会有美妙的事情发生。
One's consciousness begins to transform.
首先，一个人的知觉就会发生转变。
It's magical what can happen.
如果能够这样做的话，那么就会发生奇迹般的事情来。
And therefore, when Prabhupada was preaching in the early days, and he attracted devotees. And he transformed their lives.
所以Srila Prabhupada在早期传播 Krishna 之觉的时候，就能够成功的转变人们的内心，转变人们的生命，让他们成为奉献者。
And they became empowered to accomplish extraordinary things.
而他传播的这些奉献者也被赋予了力量，取得了卓越的成就。
So in the same way that Srila Prabhupada had become the instrument of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, well, his disciples also became his instruments, and they were 100% committed, you know, to him and the spreading of Krishna consciousness. So they hung on his every word and followed his instructions.Exactly.
所以Srila Prabhupada 成为了 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati 与他的门徒们也成为了他的工具百分之百的 全心全意的投入协助他去传播 Krishna 之觉他们严格的追随他的每一个训示准确的追随他的每一个训示每一句话语
So, you know, Prabhupada, he infused others with Krishna consciousness, and he infused them with the desire to spread Krishna consciousness, and he empowered them to do that.
So, Srila Prabhupada 将 Krishna 之觉注入了他们的内心，把传播 Krishna 之愿望也注入了他们内心，同时赋予了他们力量去传播 Krishna 之觉。
So this is what it means to become sincere devotees.
所以作为一名真诚的奉献者就是这样，就是这个意思。
Prabhupada says, if we're sincere, Krishna will always be with us.
Prabhupada 说，如果我们真诚的话，Krishna 就始终与我们同在。
And so, you know, what does it mean to be sincere? We often ask that question. What does it mean to be sincere?
那往往奉献者们也会问到真诚是什么意思
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Satyamadaji, 抱歉。 咕噜暂时掉线了，我们请稍等一下好吗？
嗯，好的好的，我看到了。
Krishna.
Hi, Krishna.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's the last thing you heard?
No. We often ask what it means to be sincere.
Yes, and sincerity, of course, is interesting, actually. That the origin of the word sincere.
说到真诚，真诚这个词，英文词，它的词源很有意思。
That word is originating from Latin.
这个词是来自于拉丁语。
And it's the Latin is sincera. Interestingly enough.The meaning of sincera is without wax.
这个词的拉丁语叫做 sincera. Sincera 这个词字面意思就是不含蜡的。
So, as we understand, a long, long time ago, when the sculptors...would sculpt marble, and of course marble, you know, it has veins and it has, you know, little imperfections in it. So what they would do is that they would wax over those imperfections as if they didn't exist.
那之前的大理石雕刻家们，他们会用大理石雕刻一些作品，而这些大理石作品往往都会有一些裂痕或者一些裂的那个印儿。那么大理石雕刻家们就会用蜡将它们将这些裂痕补住。
Then they would sell that statue as if it were flawless, as if there were no perfections.
然后用蜡修补过之后，他们会把这个作品卖出去，好像看上去是完美无瑕的。
So what they were doing then is presenting something to be one thing when it was actually quite another.
那他们所做的事情，实质就是他们所呈现给人的和实际上这个。作品的本质是不一样的。
So there was duplicity there.
所以这里面存在欺骗。
So therefore, people came to know this, and they were looking for sincera marble. They were looking for marble without wax, without wax.
所以当人们了解了真相之后，他们就会明确的说我在找的是 sincera 这样的不含蜡的这样的大理石作品。
So in the context of our practice of Krishna consciousness, this is also applicable.
这一点在我们修习 Krishna 知觉的过程当中也是适用的。
Sincerity means that, you know, both our external and internal consciousness, behavior, should match.
也就是在 Krishna 知觉当中的真诚意味着内外一致，我们外在的行为、内在的知觉是统一的。
Both things.We should,
两方面。
What we speak, we should also practice.
我们要说到做到自己所 说的教导道理，自己要实际的去做到。
Without duplicity.
不含欺骗。
So it's an instructive point for us all. Sincerity means, to follow the instructions of Guru Sadhu and Shastra and to live the life of Krishna consciousness.
所以这一点对我们也是很有启示意义的，就告诉我们我们要追随 Guru Sadhu Shastri 三大权威，并且在三大权威的指导下，
so both the
过 Krishna 知觉的生活。
So both the inside and the outside are integrated.
这样就会内外统一起来。
Yes. Now, of course, Krishna is very kind, so he can make some arrangements for us to get, special mercy, concentrated doses of mercy that normally would not be available to us.
Krishna 非常仁慈，他会做出安排让我们得到特殊的仁慈，或者叫做高度浓缩的大剂量的仁慈，那这样的仁慈一般情况下我们是得不到的。
Now, one such arrangement is the month of Purushottam.
那其中一个特别的安排就是 Purushottam 月。
One of the questions from last week,it was being asked, how can we understand that Purushottam month is more powerful than Kartik? Hare Krishna.Hare Krishna. Shamalila can hear me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Shamalila Maharaji.
You can hear me, Sati, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Shyamalila says she can hear, but we can't hear you, Shyamalila. Sati can hear me.
Yeah.
But Shyamalila says she can hear, but we can't hear her.
Yes.
Hare
yes.
Krishna. Shyamalila. Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna, 可以听到了吗？
嗯，好，现在可以了。
Yes. Now I can hear you.
Hare Krishna.
What's the last thing you heard and what's the last thing you said?
The question, the question asked last week, why Purushottam month is even more powerful than Kartik?
Yes. And so, how do we understand that? Well, this is what Krishna says. This is Krishna's arrangement. So, Krishna can arrange this. I mean, obviously, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, if he wants to arrange, the month of Purushottam to be the most potent of all the months, of course, we understand this only occurs every few years. That's his prerogative, and that's what he does.
是怎样理解？Purushottam月更卓越。那我们知道这是 Krishna 说的，也是 Krishna 这么安排的。我们知道 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，所以如果说他想这么安排，把Purushottam月安排为最有力量的一个月，那这是他的特权。而且我们也知道 Purushottam月是每几年才一次。
So this is Krishna's arrangement. He kindly, creates such a situation that allows the conditioned souls to take more advantage of devotional activities.
So this is Krishna's 特别的安排，他安排了这样一个机会，让受制约的灵魂能够更多的、最大限度的利用好奉爱服务的机会。
So of course, like Kartik, we can get the benefits, and we can also get the negative results.
但在 Kartika 月，我们做积极的做奉爱服务的话，能够获得很大的益处。如果做不好的事情的话，也会获得那负面的，也会。你会获得负面的一些反应。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Can you hear? Well, this is a, I don't know if this connection is not so great this morning or something. I'm not sure exactly what's happening here. Sometimes Sati can hear me, but you cannot. Or you can hear me, but we can't hear you. So I don't know what's happening here.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.是我今天好像连接不是特别好，咕噜那儿也有点断续，但有的时候你那儿也有听不见。
现在可以听到吗，马德西？
现在可以，可以，我可以听到您和咕噜的声音，但是。
好的，好的。Hare Krishna, Gurumash, can you hear us?
I can. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
A very long time lag. So at any rate, Krishna makes this arrangement.
不管怎样， Krishna 做了这样的安排。
And, the recommendations in scripture for, how the Purushottam month should be observed are not so complicated.
经典当中所推荐的如何度过 Purushottam 月，如何这些做法并不复杂。
Generally, it's just only four basic things, although you could add to that, but four basic things.
大致就是四个内容，当然你们可以再加别的，但主要的就四点。
Now, like Kartik, we offer a lamp to either the deities of Radha Krishna or a photo of Radha Krishna.
就像在 Kartika 月我们会供灯，在 Purushottam 月我们也可以向Radha Krishna 神像。或者说 Radha Krishna 神像的照片供奉一盏灯。
That anyone could do.
这个谁都能做到。
Try to increase our reading of the Bhagavatam and the Gita.
增加阅读圣典波迦瓦坛和波迦梵歌的量。
If we're already doing it, at least maintain it. But if we can do a bit more, so much the better.
已经在阅读的，可以保持下去。如果能够增加量，那更好。
Another thing that everyone can do, it doesn't take very long, is to read the Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Read chapter 15.
Yes, of the Bhagavad Gita. The
fifth
verses.
Okay. 还有一件事情是每个人都做得到的，而且不用花太长时间，那就是每天阅读一遍《薄伽梵歌》第十五章，哪怕只是要旨，只是译文。
And then actually that's a short chapter, to 20 verses.
实际上第十五章也挺短，只有二十个世界。
But and of course, because that chapter is called Purushottam Yoga.
因为薄伽梵歌第十五章这个标题梵文叫做 Purushottam Yoga.
Hare Krishna.
至尊者的瑜伽 Purushottama Yoga.
Are you in a position of having a good connection there?
Yes, the connection is good now.
Well, how do you explain that? Anyway, whatever. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Very, very long. Maybe 5 seconds or more time lag.
I'm using the earphone also.
Okay, fine. It's also recommended we should give charity to devotees and friends.
还有一项就是经典当中推荐我们向奉献者还有朋友们布施。
And what kind of charity? You could give prasadam?
什么样的布施呢？可以派发布施的。
Or you could give gifts of a book or some other spiritual paraphernalia like that.
也可以赠送书籍或者是灵性上的物品。
Now I've said this many times, but it's kind of relevant to the point. You know, we can give things that are not very expensive. Photos of deities or, you know, other kind of devotional paraphernalia. It could be...whatever, just very, very inexpensive things. And this constitutes a gift. And that gift is very much cherished by devotees.
那这一点我之前也讲过很多次，我们可以赠送礼物，赠送的礼物不一定多么昂贵，可能就是比如一张神像的照片，或者是奉爱服务过程当中需要用到的一些用品，这都算是礼物。收到之后，奉献者们都会很珍惜的。
And of course, we know that, you know, this covers two of the exchanges, right? Where Rupa Goswami says of the six loving exchanges, they're offering prasad, receiving prasad, offering gifts, receiving gifts.
那这就已经包含了两组奉献者之间的爱心交流。Rupa Goswami说的，首先由给予 prasadam 接受 prasadam 赠送礼物接受礼物。
So this is something we should be doing anyway, but in this month.Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
这是我们 Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What was the last thing you heard? What's the last thing you said?
This is what we should do, especially during this month.
Yeah, and lastly, of course, although we may already do this, to worship and circumambulate Tulsi Devi.
刚刚说的是，这个月应该做的是，尤其是这个月应该做的就是多赠送礼物。那最后一个也是可能大家已经在做的，那就是崇拜 Tulsi， 绕拜 Tulsi。
And of course, if one can chant more, one should certainly do that.
当然，如果能够念诵比平时更多的圈数，也应该多念。
We may choose to perform another austerity, perhaps taking less food stuff or eating less often or avoiding a favorite food.
在饮食方面，如果可以的话，也可以做一些苦行，比如说减少食量或者减少吃饭的顿数，或者是有意义的去避免平时特别喜欢的食物。
But as our own founder Acharya said, the purpose of all of this is to increase our hearing and chanting, to reduce, you know, bodily necessities and to increase hearing and chanting.
但就像我们的创办灵训导师 Prabhupada 所说的，所有的这些规范或者建议的做法，目的都是为了让我们把躯体的需求减到最小，从而能够最大限度的增加我们的念诵和聆听以及其他的灵性活动。
But what's very clear is the boon that we get.
但有一点很清楚，我们这样做会得到很大的祝福。
That all our past sinful reactions will be burnt to ashes.
这个祝福就是我们过往的所有罪恶活动的反应都会被风为灰烬。
And we'll be able to return to Goloka Vrindavan.
我们就能够回到 Goloka Vrindavan.
So that's quite a benediction.
这是很大的一个祝福。
So we can take advantage of that.
所以希望大家好好的把握好这个月。
So it's another opportunity for us to become instruments.
又是一个能够让我们成为更好的工具的机会。
We can pray in this month to become instruments or better instruments.
这个月呢，我们也可以祈祷成为工具，或者成为更好的工具。
And as far as this number that's quoted here about the benefits of performing here services in Ekadasi Day, I'm not really aware of that number. I've not seen it before. Maybe it's somewhere, but I've not seen it. And neither does Prabhupada speak about this. He does tell us it's the Ekadasi Day is an opportunity to make spiritual advancement by increasing our hearing and chanting and, you know, reducing our bodily wants.
那上周这个问题当中，奉献者也问到说，埃克达西做服务布施是平时的84000倍。那这个数字，我没有听过，也没有听，也许在哪里有讲，但是我没听过，也没听Srila Prabhupada讲过这个数字。但是Srila Prabhupada的确说过的是，埃克达西是一个机会，让我们增加灵性的活动，增加聆听和唱诵，把躯体的需求减到最小。
So generally, if possible, devotees will increase their number of rounds on the Ekadasi.
所以一般而言，在埃克达西日，奉献者们都会增加圈数。
Now, there's another question that comes, and it's kind of relevant to our subject today as well. In last week, that we said that, who's ever asking this question, said fully Krishna conscious 24 hours a day.
上周有奉献者问到说，我们用梅和咕噜每天在一起，那么怎么知道一个咕噜是不是 24 小时都保持在 Krishna 知觉中呢？ 因为上周有讲到真正的咕噜是什么样的，其中就讲到一个是他 24 小时都保持着 Krishna 知觉，所以奉献者就这么问了。
So first of all, it wasn't I was repeating what Prabhupada said. This was Prabhupada's statement.
首先想要说明的是，我说的这一句话是在重复，是 Prabhupada 说的。 Prabhupada 是说过这么样一句话。
So it wasn't my own as such. I was just repeating.
这并不是我自己的观点，我就是在重复 Prabhupada 说的。
And then the next question follows: If we're not with the Guru every day, how do we know that the Guru is 24 hours Krishna conscious or not?
那奉献者在问的就是说，我们如果我们没有每天和 Guru 在一起，那怎么知道Guru 每天 24 小时在 Krishna 知觉当中呢？
Well, you know, we could have said the same thing about Prabhupada. I mean, we weren't with Prabhupada 24 hours a day either.
那我们类似的问题我们也可以问。 那我们也没有每天24小时都和圣 Prabhupada 在一起，那我们怎么知道他每天都保持着24小时都保持着 Krishna 知觉呢？
So how do we know?
我们是怎么知道的呢？
Well, there were others who were around Srila Prabhupada and, you know, they observed, And so that was enough. That was enough.
那我们虽然没有和圣帕巴每天都在一起，但是有一些奉献者会频繁的经常和圣帕巴的在一起的，他们观察到的是这样，所以这就已经足够了。
It is also said that Guru is understood by hearing, not by seeing.
还有，我们是通过聆听来理解Guru的，而不是通过看。So
Prabhupada said that Guru is one who is addicted to speaking about Krishna.
圣帕巴的说，真正的灵性导师是总是热爱讲述Krishna的话题的人。
So, by our own practical observation and through the observation of others, you know, we can see, is such a person 100% engaged in the service of Krishna? Are they speaking about, are they serving in various ways like this?
所以怎么样知道呢? 通过我们自己的观察以及其他人的观察，看他是不是总是在 喜欢讲述有关 Krishna 的话题，总是以各种方式在服务 Krishna， 100%的投入对 Krishna 的服务。
So faith is something that develops gradually.
What was that?
Faith is something that develops gradually.
信心是逐渐培养起来的。
You have construction there.
Yes.
Okay. Another obstacle. So therefore, you know, we should be sure, take as much time as we want. There's no, you know, race here that one has to do in a certain amount of time. But, you know, over a period of time, through questions and answers and association and speaking with others and so on, you know, one can understand, is this person Krishna conscious? Is this person someone that I can surrender to?
所以呢，刚刚说到信心是信心的培养是一个循序渐进的逐渐培养起来的过程。所以我们花些时间，不用去赛跑，不用着急，我们可以去多更多的聆听，去了解，去核实这位灵性导师是不是百分之百的投入对克里斯那的服务的。
So one should take his or her time.
所以应该慢慢来，花些时间。
And do a proper assessment.
要有一个恰当的评估。
Don't do it out of sentiment. Don't do it because someone else told you to. It's a decision you have to make.
不要感情用事的就找到一个托庇一个灵性导师，或者在别人的鼓励一下，别人让你托庇一个灵性导师，你就听从了。
All right, I see there's a question from Gaura Preeti here. I think, well, what's that question put first?
When I was hearing the recitation of the Sanskrit recitation of Bhagavad Gita, and it is chapter 15, the reciter explained, when it mentions Purushottama Yuga, is that related to Purushottama month?
Well, I think I mentioned that, and it does. Purushottam is the word name. Purushottam, it means the supreme person, right? So, 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is basically just that. It's called Yoga of the Supreme Person.
刚刚已经说到了，是相关的。Purushottama 这个词的意思就是至尊者。那第十五章的标题就是至尊者的瑜伽。
So yes, it is, and that is the reason for which it's recommended to read that 15th chapter.
所以是相关的，因此我们才推荐说，所以因此经典上才推荐这个月阅读，每天要阅读《国家梵歌》的第十五章。
Yes. All right. I think this is as far as we'll go. You know, with the time lag and now that noise on that side, it's quite loud for me here on this side. So I think what we'll do, we'll end here.It's been almost an hour and a half. We shall end here for today. And if there are any questions, you can send them, and then we can answer them next week.
但今天大概一个半小时了，今天连接也不太好，再加上旁边有施工，噪音比较大，我们就到这里结束了。如果大家还有别的问题的话，可以发上来，下周再回答。
So thanks, Sati Mataji, for facilitating this morning.
感谢 Sati Mataji 主持今天早上的早课。
And thanks, Shyamalila Mataji, for translation.
感谢 Shyamalila Mataji 的翻译。
I thank all of you for listening.
感谢各位奉献者的聆听。
And Krishna willing, we'll be back in a week's time.
Krishna 愿意的话，一周后同一时间我们再继续。
Hopefully with a better internet connection and less background noise.
希望下周我们的网络连接能够更顺畅，旁边也没有那么多噪音了。
Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Gumash.
Hare
Krishna, 感谢大家，谢谢 Fatima 的